This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Matt Bracken's coming up in the next segment. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Matt was on Friday, he and I just hammered the point, and I'm glad to show Matt's predictions. That's what I said, pull-ups. I remember him talking about it Friday. We can also get my clips where I said Friday, I think they'll shoot up schools or churches because that's their favorite target. And, again, they get a mental patient. They take him to one of their little leftist cutout centers, an Elohim City-type compound. This is exactly, I probably said 300 times the last couple of years that they'll attack a school with a mental patient type individual with a cutout from some leftist right-wing training camp that's run by the Ford Foundation-funded Southern Poverty Law Center, who's got hundreds of millions in offshore bank accounts and is connected to the communist Chinese and others. By the way, the word is they're looking at leaving the U.S. and fighting the U.S. from overseas. They have nothing to do with helping black folks vote in Alabama. So, truly unbelievable. I am speechless at this point that Matt Bracken is going to be coming up in the next segment. I wanted to play just because it's so important. Pence is absolutely right that the entire Kim Jong-un family is incredibly evil, and our media siding with him and praising him is truly twisted. Pence said, I ignored the dictator's sister that our media played up like she was some goddess. So here's that clip. Pence blasts evil Kim family, North Korea regime, to the chagrin of our own globalist media, that just like North Korea is a part of a foreign parasitic power. Here is that report, then we'll come back with Matt Bracken live.
North Korea is the most tyrannical and oppressive regime on the planet. As the United Nations has documented repeatedly, North Korea is a nation that oppresses its people. 7 out of 10 North Koreans require food assistance just to survive. Over 1 million North Koreans were let to starve and die in the 1990s under this regime. Torture, brutality, imprisonment. More than 100,000 North Koreans, as we speak, are in modern-day gulags. As President Trump has said memorably, North Korea is today nothing short of a prison state. That's the reality. And so the fact that North Korea is developing and pursuing nuclear weapons that could be delivered on ballistic missiles to the continental United States is completely unacceptable. And the fixed policy of the United States of America is that we are going to continue with all options on the table to bring intensifying economic and diplomatic pressure to bear until North Korea once and for all completely and verifiably abandons its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. That's the fixed policy of the United States of America. Now, as President Trump has said many times, he said, I always believe in talking. We've made it very clear that we're open to communicating our policy to the regime in North Korea. But what North Korea needs to understand, and as I made clear in an announcement in Japan, when we announced a new round of sanctions that will be imposed, the largest ever sanctions imposed by the United States, and we're confident our allies will join us on it in the days ahead, that nothing will change until the day comes that North Korea permanently abandons its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs and ceases to threaten the United States of America.
That's right. And be used as a pawn by the communist Chinese and others to menace the entire region. It's a total power play for the South China Sea. We'll be back. By the way, he's the patsy, and more that's clear what he is. Nick Cruz has just now shown up in court. We'll have that live for you in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go to what's happening as we speak in Broward County, just north of Miami there, with the 17-plus dead, with Nicholas Cruz talking before the judge. Here it is.
How would you like to proceed today? Are you seeking to hold the defendant no bond and a finding of proof evident, presumption great?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, you may proceed.
Your Honor, the state's relying on the sworn affidavit that the court has been provided as to the 17 counts of first-degree murder and the contents of the sworn affidavit by detectives citing the actions of the defendant in going to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on February 14th, 2018 with a premeditated design in that he went loaded with an AR-15 rifle. He had additional ammunition with him. And shot 17 individuals who later died as a result of the gunshot wounds, and then he fled the scene. So the state is seeking a no bond hold on the defendant.
Okay, defense?
Your Honor, the defense has no arguments at this time and will defer until further court proceedings. We informally invoke Ms. Cruz's right to remain silent, and that notification relates to any law enforcement agencies that are involved in this case, both at a state and federal level.
Okay, I've reviewed the probable cause affidavit. Mr. Cruz filed in your case, and I find probable cause. I further find the proof of guilt to be evident or the presumption great. Therefore, Mr. Cruz, you're going to be held without bond until further order of the court. This order is without prejudice for you to file a motion to set bond with your assigned division judge and request a hearing under State v. Arthur. Does anybody know, has he been assigned a division judge yet?
Yes, he has, Your Honor. He's been assigned to Judge Shears.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Sir, you're going to be held no bond.
All right, folks. There you go. Nicholas Cruz shows up in court zombie-like. We have had multiple clips of eyewitnesses who told local news and national news and Texas news, KPRC, KHOU, you name it, that there were multiple shooters, that they saw him without a gun while the shooting was going on. And KHOU said, this is big, we're going to air it tonight, never aired it, but the reporter, Matt Muzel, put it out. Then we have more footage of KPRC with a very articulate high school senior, a Hispanic lady, but we don't know her name. I'm guessing she's a senior, saying she's a senior at the school. And they don't show it on the news. Somebody shot an iPhone over the camera saying they trapped us both in, drove us in, shot the teachers in the head, you name it. So the fact that, and I'm not saying the police are involved, it's a big bureaucracy, but they had drills there. They had Secret Service involved 4 weeks ago. I've had the witnesses on. We have guests on as well that are students that said that others said there were multiple shooters. Jalen Martin was on. So the fact that the news isn't running with this, and I already played it last hour, but when we post this on Facebook and YouTube, we'll tag it on. Two clips of Matt Bracken in an hour interview last week. I got into as well, saying new Oklahoma City, new school shooting, where they blame the right wing. And sure enough, this guy is at this very questionable white supremacist compound out in Florida, training to break away and make Florida its own country. And the guy immediately comes out and says, I confirm he paramilitarily trains with us. This is incredible. This is exactly the card we would expect to be played by the deep state. At this time, it's what Matt Bracken predicted. It's what I've been predicting. It's all the globalists have left. So Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, counterterrorism expert, and best-selling author, researcher. This is exactly what the move we would expect. And now we learn that his family's gone, dead recently. He's on psychotropics. He would do anything anybody asked. He was a total joke at the school. Autistic, clearly. This is the perfect cutout for this. I mean, what do you make of this? This is happening in real time, Matt Bracken.
You know, we're still in the first barely more than 24 hours, so there's a lot of noise and false reports. You know, reports of multiple shooters, like the back at the Beltway sniper, the white man in the white van. False reports can take on a life of their own. Echoes. Things that are like in Las Vegas, multiple shooters from multiple positions, multiple buildings, often are a result of a cascade of police reports coming over top of one another, being heard as separate
sure,
incidents.
Sure, but Vegas is now unraveled, and we're talking to witnesses, and we're hearing witnesses that were with him while guns are going off, with Nicholas Cruz while they hear guns going off. That's pretty powerful.
Well, what was he doing at the school if he was expelled last year on the day of the
shooting? I'm not saying he's not a shooter. I'm not saying it didn't happen. But, I mean, this is exactly what you were predicting Friday.
Well, I'm at this point, I have no reason to disbelieve that it's, you know, not his gun, his ammunition.
Well, I want to be clear. I'm not saying he wasn't a shooter. We don't know. I'm just saying the timing of this, the eyewitnesses, these are very credible. This isn't like, you know, we're thinking, you know, did multiple reports of shooters here. There's multiple shooters. The reports came in. We've got people saying they're talking to him while guns are going off. Have you seen those videos?
Well, no, that's going to have to be sorted out, obviously, and it probably won't be if it doesn't suit a network narrative. But at this point, I tend to think not necessarily are these things a conspiracy. A lot of times, like in Las Vegas, the cover-up is a result of police covering up incompetence. If, for example, the FBI had, you know, clear warnings about this guy last year and, you know, it got dropped into the bureaucratic cracks and no action was taken.
By the way, I mean, as you said, that's confirmed. Not just the FBI was warned. I mean, people have been warned about this for a long time with this guy.
And I've never heard of emails going out through a school saying that so-and-so is not allowed on campus with a backpack. I mean, that's very creepy and makes you wonder what the writer of that email knew or had been told. The fact that there was no home check on this guy after I guess his father died when he was much younger. His mother died 3 months ago. So he's clearly skating on thin ice psychologically. If he's changing his meds or stopping his meds, that can cause a very abrupt change in behavior.
Well, he looks like a textbook lunatic to me, so I'm not saying he isn't one of the shooters. I'm just saying we have to look at all these credible people. I don't know if you've seen those videos, Matt. Just the whole timing of this just screams that we need to investigate that this was at least known about and protected and wound up for the political. They're calling for gun control. They're blaming all gun owners. They're blaming Trump. I mean, this is a real godsend right now to the left.
Yeah, I can see Trump throwing AR-15s on the table as a bargaining chip. He's never been really a committed Second Amendment guy. I can see him, you know, being a New Yorker saying, well, maybe we need to do something about AR-15s. Of course, you know, what they're not going to say socially, this could have happened in 1910 because that's how long we've had semi-automatic rifles.
We have mentally ill people, and CNN says mass shootings are up. They're flat for 30 years, so that's a lie. They hype these. It's serious. It's a problem. But we need guns to protect ourselves from lunatics like this.
or from the government if it comes to, you know, that type of a tyrannical push by the government. If they, for example, if they manage to push Trump out with this phony Russian narrative, it could come to some kind of a civil war. And anybody that's served in the military knows there's basically two kinds of human beings: armed aggressors and disarmed victims. And if you don't want to be a disarmed victim, you at least have to be an armed defender. And that doesn't mean, a double-barreled shotgun. That means something that's the equivalent of what the police can bring to bear.
And that's why the UN and the globalists want the semi-automatic battle rifles so that America is defenseless. They admit that. They say civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's UNIDIR. That's the UN. They say they want a monopoly of force over you. Matt, stay there. We've got Roger Stone coming in to give his take. I want to ask, the big assault of the Second Amendment's here. We've been so confident we can defend it. I've warned people. They're planning stuff. And they are certainly going to use this to blame all gun owners and blame the Second Amendment. That's really the confirmed false flag here. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com. Spread that link.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, where this took place is about 40 minutes north, or about 40 miles north of Miami. And just north of that is Mar-a-Lago. The president was scheduled to be speaking near there. He's now canceled that trip after the shooting. We're looking at this, and all I know is we have three witnesses that are students that credibly say not they heard shots or heard there were two shooters. There, a couple of them are talking to, talking to the supposed shooter while the gunshots are going off. This is just beyond bizarre. But all I'm saying, Roger, to you, Matt Bracken via Skype, counterterrorism expert, former Navy SEAL. We can put the map I was looking at during break up on screen from Google Maps if we can. Nico Costa, our head lead producer, will show it to me. Geographically, how does this feed into this? First look, the left's already blaming all gun owners. We're collectively bad. Even though this is an example to own guns to protect yourself. And Salon, MSNBC, CNN, they all blamed Trump, saying he blamed the victims when he said the victims warned. Now the FBI has been confirmed, have been specifically warned of him planning a mass shooting event. So I'm not saying he's not a shooter. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this thing and the political connections and him training at some weird, you know, white supremacist compound in Florida, when in my experience, I mean, like 80% of those things are run by Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Ford Foundation. The left has been caught over and over again running a lot of the white supremacist groups for PR purposes.
And infiltrating them so they can then manipulate them. Look, if there's a headline here, Alex, the headline is FBI screws up again. I mean, if the president needed more evidence that he needs to clean house at the FBI, starting with Chris Christie's nominee as FBI director, Mr. Wray, who was only a week ago fighting the release of the Devin Nunes memo exposing the misdeeds of the FBI.
They said it would cause a massacre like Oklahoma City if we released it.
That's right. We need a house cleaning at the FBI. We need to restore that agency's reputation for integrity. It's been rotted away. It's been corroded by politics. That's the biggest story here, because this, apparently, could have been prevented if the FBI was doing its job.
Well, Matt Bracken predicted this last Friday that it'd be a false flag. And he's saying, no, I don't want to say that at this point, which I totally agree. We're just looking at every angle. The media will misrepresent what we said. But regardless, the FBI got warned by the school, by other students, YouTube threats. I mean, this is ridiculous. But it's kind of like Phil Mudd, formerly the CIA and FBI, go on TV and say we're going to kill the president, and then do all this fake crying we'll cover next segment, and all these leftist groups saying go kill cops. If I said kill cops, I should get arrested. And by the way, we've had listeners threaten, and the Secret Service shows up. So if you're a conservative, a Christian, a libertarian, pro-military, pro-America, you don't call for violence, you get Secret Service visits. But if you're openly calling for violent revolution, you don't. What do you make of that, Matt Bracken?
Well, we're still in the non-shooting phase of the Civil War, and right now it's playing out in the military. Not only guys like Phil Mudd, you know, a former intelligence analyst, not a CIA officer, you know, a field agent type, but just, you know, an office wonk analyst.
He's not a patriot, that. Not an actual killer for liberty, but another little wimp that would give the orders.
But they've also put it, this is like Project Mockingbird, but right in the open, the FBI's put a stooge at CNN. Mike Morrell, he's a former CIA assistant director. He helped, you know, he was definitely a deep state operative, Reed Atkinson's book, Stonewalled, but Morrell's at CBS as a commentator. Yeah. So they're putting the Mockingbird stuff straight out in the open. I mean, it's,
and that's when you know it's an agenda and probably staged. They've got their talking points ready. So regardless, they're moving. Matt Bracken and then Roger Stone. The narratives, get our guns, Trump's evil, everything's his fault. Where are they going to go with this? Because they're clearly lined up to go completely ape.
Well, anybody that defends owning an AR-15 is going to be portrayed as a pro-massacre person. The solution to this, there's two solutions to these kind of shootings that probably won't ever happen, except in local jurisdictions. One is arming teachers that are, for example, military combat veteran. We have tons and tons of teachers today that served in from Desert Storm through Operation Iraqi Freedom and in Afghanistan.
This coach that Rush even reportedly saved a bunch of kids, or Rush the shooter in the gas mask who got shot. Why doesn't somebody like that have a concealed carry?
Right. He actually put the barrels, according to reports, he shot through the window of a classroom door and fired through the door. If there are a percentage of teachers that have a pistol in a lockbox, you know, one of these finger combinations
instant access,
they retrieve in a few seconds, then this will be curtailed greatly.
Exactly.
The other thing, though, is the glorification of these guys. The exception today is this guy died and apparently tried to get away. Who knows if he thought he was, you know, meeting his contact, you know, whoever that might be. He thought he was going to be part of an extraction plan, and instead it was an arrest plan. But, you know, the exception was that he didn't shoot himself, which tells me right away this isn't the typical Columbine the typical shooter that...
Are you saying this points towards handlers, that he thought he was going to get extracted?
Well, it just makes it... It's just an odd twist. That's all I'm saying. He had a...
It doesn't fit the regular pattern.
It does not. And if you want these things to stop, the other thing is to do, we have to stop showing these guys' faces and names. He should be known after the first, say, 24 hours. It's a news story. I get it. And whether they're alive or dead.
But I'll say this. He looked like a total zombie at that arraignment.
Yes, but it's like experts can analyze him to study it for the lessons that are learned. But the more important thing is when the media shows his face and name over and over again, when he occupies the media spotlight for weeks, he is in the media.
It's going to cause copycats.
The next shooter. He should be called the Parkland Monster, and his face should be pixelated so that there's only a negative connotation to this, that there's no glory. I want to go out in a blaze of glory like, you know, Dylan and Klebold, like Nicholas Cruz. It should be the Parkland Monster, the Columbine Monsters, and it should be a completely negative connotation. I mean, goodness knows, Rolling Stone, they put the Tsarnaev brother on the cover. You know, they glorify...
Sure, they're always trying to do this because this is the culture they want. They have so much mental illness and so much bad stuff, we're all treated like criminals. And when this Islamist runs over a bunch of people with a truck, they then blame, all vehicle owners. It's the same psychology. All right, Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to break here, Roger. 40 seconds. What do you think politically is coming out of this?
Well, first of all, you can already see the meme, blaming guns, blaming gun owners, blaming the Second Amendment, blaming mental illness. The Israelis have a much better take on this, Alex. This guy was planning this 7 months in advance.
Profile.
Exactly. The real story.
When you say, I'm going to be a mass shooter and kill people, you get your ass locked up and you know, maybe a little electroshock.
So where was the FBI? That's really what I think we have to focus on. The more evidence we need, a house cleaning.
Sure, I'm not a violent guy, and I'm against, electroshock. Point is, you say, I'm going to go out and start killing people. Well, people come over to your house and they break your ribs. I mean, you know.
Well, they certainly come and interrogate you, yeah. And they put you under surveillance. Instead,
I'm sick of people running their mouths about violence all the time. It just makes me sick. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Well, we've got Don Lemon out there saying that mass shootings are way up and that your chances of being killed by guns are up. Actually, gun crime's down close to 60% since 1993, and the FBI's own statistics say, well, who believes the FBI? Those are actual death statistics, crime statistics. The FBI pioneered kind of the whole library card system and statistics. The point is that mass shootings are not up, just like great white shark attacks are not up, but they hype them. The World Almanac every year, it's cancer, heart attacks, and then number 10, 12, 15, 20, depends on the year, is firearms. And most of that, 90-plus percent, is suicide. But Phil Mudd, the former deputy director of counterterrorism at the CIA, another pencil pusher, not an actual guy that took action. He says the government's going to kill the president, and he says that he's a proud, you know what, holer, and these stunts. Well, his latest stunt is on CNN last night with Wolf Blitzer. It is the worst acting I've ever seen. He talks about how he's battled ISIS when Obama and others that he helped with defended ISIS and launched the Arab Spring. Then he can't shed any tears, so he turns his head to the side and does this fake crying. You know, I've got four children, and I've seen a few of them over the years. They're sweet. Girls especially try fake crying. This is really bad acting. So he's using the dead young people to blame all gun owners, project that onto all gun owners during these rants against the Second Amendment, Roger. And then I thought I would just cut then some of his other statements. So here's Phil Mudd.
You're hearing these accounts. What's going through your mind as someone who used to work at the FBI?
You think it's antiseptic. It's not. I talked to a terrorist who almost died because he wanted to blow up a weapon, a car bomb. And he was sent to blow up that car bomb by ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And they didn't tell him he was going to go blow up the car bomb. When he detonated, the car caught fire. It didn't blow up. And I talked to him after he lost a lot of his skins, his hands, his feet. I have 10 nieces and nephews. We're talking about bump stocks. We're talking about legislation. A child of God is dead. Cannot we acknowledge in this country that we cannot accept this? I can't do a wolf. I'm sorry. We can't do it.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh my God. All right, we're going to get back to you, but you're obviously, this is so emotional.
Government's going to kill this guy.
Well, close your ears, Wolf, because I'm going to give you a reaction, and it's personal. I'm a proud sh-holer.
Phil Mudd, if I was going to cast somebody as like a lunatic in an asylum if I was a director, I mean, Phil Mudd, that's who, as you know, the aide-de-camp Mueller's main groom of the stool is this guy.
Yeah, no, the first thing he needs to do is immediately contact Glenn Beck and get lessons on how to do the fake crying thing, because that was pathetic. Pathetic.
Let's play the clip again. Then it cuts to Obama. Remember his fake crying when he had to, like, touch his eyes with pepper or whatever? And, yeah. Here's Obama, who funds the Arab Spring, murdering hundreds of thousands of Christians, says he's really good at killing people, supports Hillary and all her crimes. Here is Mudd once again.
I have 10 nieces and nephews. We're talking about bump stocks. We're talking about legislation. A child of God is dead. Cannot we acknowledge in this country that we cannot accept this? I can't do a wolf. I'm sorry. We can't do it.
I'm sorry. I can't make myself cry, Wolf. Please cut away.
We're going to get back to you, but you're obviously, this is so emotional.
And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun.
I'm sorry, there. I'm springing and kill all of you. I'm going to get you Christians, though. Find a Muslim Brotherhood. God, I just want to kill all the Christians.
Get guns to ISIS.
There he is.
Every time I think about those kids,
Father
it
ISIS
gets me mad. And by the way, it happens on the streets of Chicago every day.
Oh, yeah. You got shit in my God, friend. You got shit in my God.
So
sad right now.
So. All of us need to demand a Congress brave enough to stand up to the gun lobby's lies.
You can see the word as he took like peppermint. First he touches his eyes.
Yeah. All of us need
this is,
to demand.
He's a good CIA guy. He touches his eyes with peppermint or something, and then he cries. I mean, that is an old vaudeville trick.
We need the wide majority of responsible gun owners who grieve with us every time this happens.
Oh, that's enough to turn their guns in. I get it. What do you make of that whole fiasco you just saw?
Well, first of all, I would urge CNN to get Phil Mudd on as much as possible. At this point, he's kind of like Adam Schiff. We need him out there as a punchline. People see him and our movement grows. The opposition grows.
But Mudd looks like a lunatic.
No, it's so ridiculously phony. How could anybody buy into that performance? And the real takeaway here, again, Mr. Mudd, is your beloved FBI. Why were they asleep at the switch? They had advice about this shooter, and they did nothing. That's the news story today.
It's just so fake. But expanding on that, he's the one calling for violence against the president, and the government's going to kill him. He needs the visit, just like this shooter in Florida and the FBI stood down. They need to go visit Mudd. Is he going to mass shoot? He's definitely cracking up.
Well,
would you trust him with your children?
I wouldn't trust him anywhere near my children. Look, I have a son who's a Broward County deputy sheriff. I have a daughter who's a nurse in the Broward County hospital system. My son was on the scene yesterday. He can't talk about it.
Well, I've had dinner with both of them. They're awesome people.
He can't talk about it other than to say, Dad, it was just horrific.
It happened.
And he has two small daughters of his own. My daughter at the hospital who attended some of those injured, she can't talk about it either other than to say that she's distraught and it's just beyond her belief. But let's not get anything confused here. This guy was planning this in advance. This is not cannot be based on the Second Amendment. It cannot be based on mental illness yet that we know. He was rational enough to make a plan. He was rational enough to have a plan to escape. The Israelis have the best take on this. These killers, generally speaking, have no tendency towards suicide, depression, alcoholism, drug abuse. This is a rational domestic terrorist.
It's confirmed, though, that if he is the only guy there, that they knew this was coming. So why is nothing done when you fit the profile? You say, I'm Nicholas Cruz, and I want to be like the Whitman shooter at the tower. I'm going to be a mass shooter. Why don't you then get in trouble?
Well, exactly. Why does no one show up at your apartment or your home for, at a minimum, an interrogation? Why are you not put under surveillance? We seem to have the time and the resources to surveil the President of the United States and his campaign, but we don't have the resources to surveil somebody who has threatened a mass killing at a school. What's going on at the FBI? What is wrong with what was once the greatest law enforcement agency probably in the world? It's really sad.
And notice it's the media making stuff up, mainstream media, that introduces lies. Trump's like, oh, my gosh, everybody in the school's warning. The FBI was called. Why did this happen again? You know, all these problems. And then the media goes, fake media, Salon, you name it, that, oh, Trump's blaming the victims. That introduces that narrative. They're the ones that introduce the narrative by claiming that Trump actually said that. It's just...
Well, you can go on Twitter today. There are bots putting out the idea that there's a photo of the shooter wearing a Make America Great hat. No, there isn't. That's a lie, but... paid bots, probably paid for by David Brock and the people at Media Matters for America.
And see, we don't even do stuff like that. We don't do those dirty tricks.
We get accused of it, but we don't really do it. I mean, it's an absurdity. If the guy was at a white supremacist camp, trust me, 9 out of 10 other people there were federal informants and on the payroll of the...
Well, we know that. We know that. So it's perfect timing. That's all I'm saying is I see false flag written all over this. And the witnesses, I don't know if you've seen the videos. We've had the student on, other students, very credible. They said multiple shooters. They said they were with him while the shots were going off. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, Roger's going to be co-hosting the War Room coming up after the fourth hour with Anthony Cumia, always riveting out of New York City. Love his take on everything. A lot of people say, hey, one guest says one thing, other guest says another thing. This isn't congruent like CNN or Fox News. We're not a cult. We're trying to figure out what's going on. We're breaking down what's happening. Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, has come out and called for the White House to go along with Congress to look at gun violence issues and gun control. So that can show you the type of people trying to get political points with mainstream media, which is completely pointless. Again, we've had this year and last year a bunch of truck attacks all over Europe and the U.S. killing hundreds of people. Do we have whole things about banning Opel cars or Ford trucks or Mercedes vans? No, we don't. It's an issue with people. Plus, mass shootings are flat. Overall shootings are down since 1992, almost 60%. These are facts. Unless you're in a Democrat-controlled area like Chicago or whatever, crime has actually been way down overall. It's gone up a little bit the last few years, but not from its overall drop.
You know, Alex, I think one of the problems here is that the president really, this is mild criticism, he didn't choose a wartime cabinet. He had an expectation level, not unreasonable, like every president before him, that the country would unify after a president election, that he would have some Democrats into his cabinet. He invited Al Gore to come visit him as president-elect. He invited the Reverend Al Sharpton to visit him. He put out the olive branch. He did not expect the whole Russian charade, the attempt to get a recount, the attempt to topple him in the Electoral College, this ongoing fraudulent investigation by Robert Mueller, the Trump is crazy campaign, the 25th Amendment campaign. He actually expected the country would come together. Steve Mnuchin is a liberal Democrat. Steve Mnuchin was the finance chairman of Donald Trump's campaign. He raised virtually nothing, almost nothing. The president has a soft spot for him personally, but he is not the strong man of this cabinet. Reminds me of something Richard Nixon once said regarding Elliot Richardson. He said, you know, when the chips are down, these Ivy League types will not stick with you. That's exactly right. We have some weak sisters in this cabinet.
That's it. I mean, if you look at people like Mudd and folks at the CIA, now FBI, compared to the people who actually do the work, people who do the work are smarter, stronger, everything. They put little, I don't want to say effeminate because it makes women look bad. They're these little mutated, grimy men that just weasel around and BS and backstab, and they're all looking for power. I mean, they're the ones running the country in the ground. They're the problem. Phil Mudd is America's enemy.
Agreed. And we have to keep saying this, unfortunately, because they mischaracterize our position. We are not denigrating the rank and file men and women in these law enforcement agencies. They are as disgusted as
we. But Phil Mudd is a political sycophant of the globalists.
This guy's a political appointee. He's not a veteran lawman. The rank and file agents in both the FBI and the Central Intelligence Agency and all these federal agencies,
they're all listeners.
They're patriotic.
Let's say it. Let's say it. They're the reason Trump got elected, helping the American people. That's why it's a paradox. Like, the worst thing is the government. The best thing is the government.
So they hate the politicization of where they work. They realize that it erodes the mission of the departments. We are not attacking individual FBI agents. They are good men and women. They're as disgusted as we are by the corruption at the very top.
And that's what I'm saying. The media makes it like, oh, they hate the FBI because they're saying the FBI didn't do anything. They were ordered to not do anything.
Exactly.
Just like San Bernardino, these are the FBI agents and federal marshals. We're under criminal civil rights violation 2 years before because the husband and the wife were going to Pakistan and Saudi Arabia for terror training. They were investigating the mosque, and Obama put them on criminal investigation to kill. They were ready to go to jail.
Yep.
They were pulled off the investigation and criminally investigated. So, again, it was good FBI and federal marshals, but they were ordered to stand down.
Look, this all comes back to something I said on yesterday's show. The president absolutely must get control of his Justice Department. That is the key to this. The crimes of the Clintons and the Obamas, the shipping of guns to ISIS, the illegal and unconstitutional surveillance of the Republican candidate for president, the crimes at the IRS, the crimes at the Clinton Foundation, the crimes regarding Hillary Clinton's email server, the rank corruption of the previous administration, the ongoing malfeasance, the illegal role of John Brennan. All these people should be prosecuted. All it takes is an attorney general with the cojones and a commitment to the rule of law. Right now we have Rod Rosenstein, who is the de facto attorney general, and he's playing for the other team.
And he ran the whole fake investigation. And let's be clear, the good thing coming out of this Russiagate is they jumped the shark, even though it's distracted from other news and become a whole false narrative we have to counter like a black hole. That is really what's happened here, is it's proven the deep state, it's proven the criminal elements, it's proven their fraud, and it's drawn them out into crimes publicly that if we actually press the matter, we'll be their Waterloo. And that's why they're so scared.
Well, let's put it this way. They put all their chips on red, and they lose. Why do Schiff and Swalwell keep saying, oh, no, there was additional evidence on which the request for warrants was based? Okay, boys, what is it? What is it? You have nothing. It's the fake dossier.
Well, just like you've been accused of solid evidence of Russian agent, they just say in Congress, I am. BS.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's zero because there is zero.
Yeah, no, it's they have.
And since when do they for years say somebody something? Where's our indictments? Where's the subpoenas? Give it to me. Put me in front of Congress. Like you said, no, it's all secret. They made you testify in secret.
Right.
Because I will destroy them.
Right. They malign you in public. You know, it's interesting because we watched Mark Warner yesterday in a stellar performance, the senator from Virginia. When my lawyers examined the question of whether I had legal action against all these Democrats, and we cataloged what each one of them had said, and then we came to the conclusion that that there's a congressional shield. They can call you anything they want and not be held responsible.
But only in Congress.
The guy who was most egregious, the guy who said, I work for, Roger Stone works for the Kremlin, he said, was Mark Warner. If he were not hiding behind his congressional immunity, I would sue him in a heartbeat. I've never been to Russia. I've never had any Russian clients. I've never had any Ukrainian clients who were affiliated with Russia. It's a lie.
But isn't that their victory, that we should be working with Russia with all their resources, tripled, more and more what we have? Russia's now Christian, conservative. Regardless, they make us all denounce Russia, and then they're the ones in bed with some of the Russians, and they control everything like they dictate reality. That's why I'm going to Russia in May. I'm setting it up. I'm going because I'm going to go find out who my bosses are.
You got to get one of those giant bearskin hats.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go over there and preach Americanism and free market. I'm so evil.
Well, look, the point of this is pretty clear. What they're really upset about is that they didn't get the war in Syria that Hillary promised them. She promised the deep state a proxy war.
Let me ask about Netanyahu, because you know, nobody's perfect, but the Soros documents, he wants to overthrow Israel. All these weird leftist Jews are funding the overthrow of Israel. That's in the documents, even the Jerusalem Post. And it's like, and now Netanyahu, they want to put him in jail over paying for a chef for meetings with foreign leaders. I thought a president got his food paid for. I mean, that's the kind of corruption we're talking about. So same way they want to go after Trump for nothing. Netanyahu, to me, is the beta test of how they're going to try to bring down Trump.
Well, what's interesting here, of course, is that they keep claiming that that the Russians interfered in our election. Obama interfered in the Israeli election, and the American taxpayers paid hundreds of millions of dollars for that interference. They really thought they had the defeat of Netanyahu's party in the back.
And it didn't happen.
He won in a stunning upset. This is plan B for them. Oh, we couldn't beat
him. So it's about a bunch of Hollywood leftists wanting to run Israel.
I'm familiar? We couldn't beat him in the election, so now we're going to take him out on some trumped-up corruption charge. Does this sound vaguely familiar, this game plan?
That's what I'm saying. It's the exact same game plan.
Exactly.
And then I read the stuff. It's like they had 10 state dinners, and the government paid for the president of this country to eat dinner at their house.
So
they don't pay for presidents' dinners at their house with world leaders?
Yeah, no.
So Netanyahu literally, I saw one of the dinner menus was Mexican food. He had enchiladas.
Yeah. The only good thing I hear is the guy who's supposed to step into his place is every bit a strong critic of the Iranian arms deal and very pro-Trump as well. So they lose in the end.
So it's like no matter what they do, they lose.
Right now. Let them try to win an election there. They outspent them and they outmaneuvered.
But why does Soros, I know he sold Jews out and, you know, was a Nazi collaborator. Why is he in the WikiLeaks wanting to overthrow Israel? What's the point?
Well,
so the Arabs all kill each other over it?
First of all, he's a self-hating Jew. That's abundantly clear. And it's not just Israel. He's trying to overthrow the government of Hungary, the government of Romania.
He wants to run it all.
He really does.
Yeah. We're going to go to break, come back. By the way, toothpaste, high-quality, fluoride-free, and powered, 4 to 5 with colloidal silver and iodine, super blue, 50% off throughout the weekend. And then that sale is over. And a bunch of other 50% off deals are about to end at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLifetime. Contraction supplements or 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, spread the articles and the videos from InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. They're trying to kill our signal, but they can't stop you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.